the American Journal. Excited you're all here. Third hour program getting ready to launch in just a moment. It's a lot going on. If you want to join the call list, make sure you jump on those lines right now. 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. We'll be taking your calls in a second. I wanted to play this clip for you. This actually happened prior to the primary, but I think it's really, really important because the lieutenant governor in Texas, Dan Patrick, is actually calling out Wesley Hunt. And I totally missed this one, but it's really, really important because Wesley Hunt threw his hat into that race for the U.S. Senate. It never made any sense to me. And I'll give you my opinion in a second. We'll play this clip. But it didn't make any sense to me as to why he threw his hat into the race. And it was late. But again, it didn't make sense because, well, Wesley Hunt never really was a serious candidate for the position. I want to take a listen to clip 15 and the criticism he had to, well, the criticism that Dan Patrick threw his way. Take a listen.
Wesley just cost the Republican Party millions and millions of dollars because you were talking about money. The Texas race that we're talking about, Paxton and Cornyn, the most expensive in the history of the U.S. Senate in the country. And when Wesley got in it, the third person, he guaranteed a runoff because he's going to get, you know, 12, 14, 18, 20% of the vote. And so, you know, there are a lot of people in Texas not happy that he got in the race late and forces a runoff. Otherwise, it would be over tonight. And instead, you're going to have three more months of campaigning, a lot of negative campaigning going both ways. And that's not healthy for the party. So I'm not sure why Wesley got in, but it's going to cost everyone a lot of money. And so maybe someone gets to 50%. It depends. You know, if he's real low, if he doesn't get over 10 or 12, then Paxton or Cornyn could get to 50. And Ken's been leading the entire time in this race. But I'm not sure how much the gap is going to be between them. I think Ken will have a somewhat of a lead, but will be a runoff, it looks like.
Yeah, let's jump in on that because that's really interesting, right? Because I never understood why Wesley Hunt jumped in this race. The numbers were never favorable towards him. And to be honest with you, if you're in Texas, I don't think most Texans even know anything about Wesley Hunt. And even after that primary, we still don't know much about him. But he threw his hat in the race. And I think it was in favor to John Cornyn. Now, whether or not someone maybe said, we'll give you a bunch of money in donations through your campaign, you could take that campaign fund wherever you want to go afterwards. That could possibly be it. Maybe it was a way for Wesley Hunt to step up his profile and put it on a national level, because obviously this is going to be a very heated primary. It could be that option as well. But it's quite obvious that Wesley Hunt was the one who really took this away from Ken Paxton. But most importantly, when it comes to those in the Senate, those Republicans in the Senate, I mean, they threw a lot of cash to keep Cornyn in his seat. In fact, roughly, I believe it was like $70 million was thrown that way. Altogether, he spent $100 million just to make it into the runoff race. So he did Wesley Hunt did Cornyn a massive favor by entering into the race. And again, no one actually understood why he was doing just that. He wasn't even really like a candidate that anyone was able to understand and to listen to. It never made any sense. So based on what we see playing out now and how they tried their very best to protect John Cornyn, they still are to this day. I mean, John Thune's going out there advocating for him. I could probably tell you there was a reason for Wesley Hunt getting into this race, and it probably had nothing to do with his ambition to possibly be a U.S. senator. I don't think there was ever a piece of data that ever pointed to him having a legitimate shot at becoming a U.S. senator. All right, folks, I told you before, but we just launched the iodine. It just launched over at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're a VIP member, well, you get an incredible discount. We love and appreciate your support. It's 50% off for our VIP members. And that's our way of saying thank you for supporting us on this mission to get the truth out there over at thealexjonesstore.com. We're grateful for your support. And again, if you're not a VIP member, we are very grateful. So we're going to extend a 25% off discount to you as well. But why aren't you a VIP member? Why aren't you a VIP member? The discounts are incredible. And it's only the kind of quality you can get over at thealexjonesstore.com. So head on over there right now and try out the iodine. I could highly recommend it. It's going to be a great one that you're going to want to try out. Also, it ends tomorrow, or no, it ends Friday. But we've got those America 250 shirts. Those are up right now. It's the limited edition shirts. It's on sale. That's a 60% off. It's $14.99 right now. So head on over to the shop, thealexjonesstore.com, and grab that. And again, just to kind of throw more discounts your way, it is the March Mega Sale, which means it's up to 40% off on some of your favorite supplements over at thealexjonesstore.com.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2021. 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com. And I salute you for your support.
Into the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're going to start diving into calls in just a few moments. 877-789-2539 is the number to call. That's 877-789-2539 is the number to call if you want to jump on those lines. And again, we're going to be talking about the stories we've covered thus far. You know, I kind of missed it this morning, but President Trump was going after Congressman Thomas Massie pretty hard on Truth Social. And again, it's the same thing. He's just trying to call Massie a rhino. Massie, I don't know why he goes so hard on Massie. Massie's not the one in the Senate who's holding up his agenda. First, him as the worst. Congressman Thomas Massie isn't the one who's holding up his agenda. Those are the folks over in the Senate. How about you get a little gutsy with them, Mr. President? Go swing at them. Thomas Massie's a man who has sided with President Trump on a lot of key issues over and over again. So it's quite strange to continuously seeing him going after Massie. It's a little bit of an obsession at this point. But he's not happy with the congressman from Kentucky. And Massie has to fight now to keep his seat. Again, I love Thomas Massie. I think he's one of the best congressmen that we have right now. And he takes a lot of heat. He does. Now, again, are there going to be things I disagree with him? Of course. You could say you disagree with someone on one or two things. Doesn't mean that you just toss him out as a person. That's exactly what he does. And again, it's not just Congressman Thomas Massie that he's also talking junk about. It's also the former Congressman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Again, I don't know why he does this. I think it's tacky. I'm sure his wife would tell him the same. Calls her traitor is her nickname. She was never a traitor. She's been the same MTG since day one. But again, this is where we are. You also remember, green turns to brown under stress. I don't, like, come on, dude. And then Massie's also calling out the person who President Trump is backing. Ed Gullren is the person who he's backing. And Massie's like, hey, take a look at his voter registration, dude. He's not a Trumper. But I think his hatred towards Massie is just, it overwhelms the president a bit. And he very passionately wrote this like long endorsement of him. I don't know. I don't see Kentucky turning away from Congressman Massie. Massey's been pretty damn good on a lot. Also, Massie's not trying to kill us with chemicals being placed in our food. So that's usually a pretty big win for me. All right, let's get to those lines. Again, 877-789-2539 is the number to call. We'll be taking calls throughout this hour. First one on the call list. I don't know how he does it. Hey, Savage Dog, you're always the first one up, usually, I have to say. Give us some tips. How do you call in so quickly?
Man, I got magic fingers. I've been doing this since like 2005. I've called into, I actually got through to Rush one time.
How'd that go?
Yeah. Talked to, Sean Hannity probably 30 times. Mm. And then, what was his name? Alan Combs. You remember that douchebag?
No, I actually don't.
Hannity and Combs on Fox News?
No.
Looks like the Crypt Keeper. Yeah, he was the liberal side. Yeah, he had his own radio show, and it was like autopilot to dial in. I got through to him and just trolled him relentlessly. So I'm kind of a pro at calling.
I like it. I like it. No, this is a skill.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, be ready. Be ready, auto dial. You put so much on my plate that the downside to calling in early is that you talk about other things. I'm like, Who's that? I'm like, man, come on. So I'm just going to dump everything. Just tell you, I got a 3-pound freaking roast sitting on top of a bed of red potatoes, baby carrots, red onions, and mushrooms sitting in the crock pot, ready to eat tonight. Do you have a dollar store, a Dollar Tree near you?
I'm sure we do. I feel like those are everywhere. So probably, definitely up in Dallas.
Okay, well, go to Dollar Tree, look for Kingsford brand garlic and herb seasoning. Mm-hmm. Holy God, it's amazing. It's done. You know, I put it on chicken breast, steak. I put it on the roast and taters in there. That's just a cooking tip.
I love it.
All right, now what I'm calling in for. Well, actually, I got one small thing. I don't care if Paxton or Cornyn wins the primary runoff. I don't care. Mm-hmm. You Texans, if it's Cornyn, hold your nose, go in droves and vote for him. So Tallarico, that Satan imp, false prophet, false preacher, mm-hmm. does not get in. You cannot allow that. I don't care who, Homer Simpson, yeah. You know, vote for him before Tallarico. Just please, you know, again, a way too early thing, but keep it in your mind. You got to keep Tallarico out.
Yeah.
So my point of my call. All right. Now, it bothered me that the FBI put out this deal the other day. We got, we intercepted a cell message to all the sleeper cells to activate. Why would they do that? I don't get it. It's never been done. And the only thing that's going to happen is that it's going to tell the lone wolf people, oh, my God, my brothers and sisters in Allah are going to do it. I need to go out, too. And that's all we've seen so far is lone wolf assholes. And my theory is that they're doing this to trigger some lone wolves. And I never thought I'd see this out of the right side. You see the compilations all the time from the left, you know, with turns from 1 to 2 to 4 to 8 to 16, 32, and on and on of news outlets everywhere, local and national, saying the exact same script when they did it the other – our side did it the other day with short-term pain, long-term gain. And I thought, well, wow, okay, our side's doing it too. Well, maybe the FBI is putting out this false narrative of the sleeper cells got the go signal mm-hmm. in order to put political pressure on the Dems to actually fully fund the DHS.
Yeah, I'd say that's likely. I think so. Because it sounded like the other sound bites I was going over today, it sounds exactly like that's the case. I would have thought as soon as we launched these attacks over a week ago that would have been the case. The sleeper cells, if they were here in the country, would have been activated, though, Savage Dog, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, I don't get it.
It's, yeah.
Maybe they're told to stand down. Maybe the signal was a stand down order, but they're still going to blast it out and make some lone wolves go out there and throw some failed ass smoke grenades in New York. To put political pressure on, like I said, that fund DHS. I don't know. That's just me looking at things.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think you're right about that. I think you are. We'll see how it all, I don't want to see how it all plays out because that's kind of scary, but, you know, this is what the government does. And I don't think they actually know where these people are. I think that's probably the intercept. I don't think they know where they all are. The border obviously was very unsecure. We know that the northern border, too, I don't think people realize it. I try talking about this as often as I can. That was the big one. There were thousands of known terrorists brought into this country through the northern border. And so that's a big one. Canada's not helping us. And I think that was the reason why President Trump, because he doesn't want to fearmonger, but I think that was the reason why President Trump was going after Canada so aggressively in regards to tariffs, was because they're not guarding it. They're not even working with DHS. They refuse to work with our national security at all when it comes to securing that border. So really no surprise there. Savage Dog, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it as always. Let's get to our next caller. Clown Car is next up. Clown Car, welcome back.
Brigade, hello?
Yes, hi, how are you?
Oh, very well. Brigade Base Commander Brianna, it's a salute from Clown Car, but I wanted to bring up the reinstatement of the female draft. I sent one of the producers there, I sent him a copy of it back in 2021, I believe. It was revamped that women as young as 17 could be reinstated. And also, if you notice the price of cattle, I know you just said you're a huge carnivore, love to eat steak, but there's going to be a food shortage coming between the weather and everything that's been happening. Agriculturally, our country is in deep trouble. The price of cattle shows that. And kind of proves the fact that things that used to go for 100 to 400 are now 2,500 to 3,000. And I just checked and it's upwards to 10,000. This is, I've been trying to scream about this for the past couple of weeks now, but the thing with the cattle kind of reinstated, you know, reinstated the draft for the cattle. But, never eat at a Dollar Tree. That stuff is not, fit for human consumption.
Well, Clown Car, Clown Car, I want to push back a little bit, right? Because I remember if I go back in my way back machine, that's my head. I think you called in back in December and told us, or maybe it was November, and told us that there was going to be a horrific winter. I think it was mid-December that a bunch of Americans, thousands of Americans were to die from it. That didn't happen. I don't think it happened, Clown Car. Where do you get your details from?
Thousands of people died during this past storm.
I didn't see.
How about 17 alone in New York? Okay, and those were
homeless people. Yeah, those were right? Homeless people because it was Aaron Mazzani.
How do we know how many homeless people there are?
Yeah. That's bad leadership.
Did the storm happened. Not only did it happen, but it happened on the same day I said a month later. And I said that 3 AI Atlas is coming back, and now they're talking about it coming back. Once in a lifetime. Tens of thousands of years before it happens again, and it's turned around by Jupiter and it's headed back towards Earth. Some of these things, you know, it's from NASA, so who do you believe? I believe when I see the Department of Defense get involved and they're having conversations about, you know, Space Force being used and if Space Force is, you know, activated and ready to protect the galactic force of America, I guess, or the Earth. I mean, how is that going to work? That's why we're going to have to become one world, one currency, one religion, is so that we could fight this other entity. That's kind of the other flip I was thinking.
Interesting. Well, thank you, Cloud Car. We appreciate you calling in, as you always do. Thank you for that. All right, let's get to Godzilla in Wisconsin. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Brianna. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I wanted to talk about the Iran war and Zora Ranch real quick. Mm-hmm. I know it's an unpopular opinion now, and I understand America is sick of the war, but I'm pro-Iran war to the point, like, strap me to a hydrogen bomb, an atomic bomb, and drop me on Tehran, preferably airburst. You know?
Wait, hold on. If you're going to do that, hold on. You got to take Lindsey Graham with you. That's the only way we're allowing this to go.
He can come with, too. We can hold hands. I bet he'd like that. But, I know it's kind of extreme to say, and I'm not going to say, like, you know, the standard arguments like, oh, if they were in our shoes, our power position, they'd do the same thing, or all the China geopolitics stuff. For me, the reason I would do it, not only to light the future, be like a torch for the people following behind me, but if you want to understand it, Brianna, just look in the mirror. And you'll understand it perfectly, because there has been no more tyrannical and horrible empire than the Islamic caliphate spreading around the world towards women. And I'm a hopeless romantic. And what they've done, not only with the burqas, but they treat them like property. Mm-hmm. There's the child bride. There was the hundreds and hundreds of times they came into Europe, kidnapped people. People complain about Epstein. The empire there is million Epsteins, you know. So if they don't surrender, I'm all about them going all the way. You know, they had a 900,000 standing army. It's been pretty much decimated. The Navy's gone. Air Force is gone. Army's gone. Leadership is gone. What more remains besides an insurgency? The people need to, in Iran need to come to modernity, and it's a signal to all the other Islamic people that have been saying Christians are wimps and like Sneeko or whoever you want to say that we're not going to do anything. Well, look at Iran now, you know. And if you keep pushing the Christians, the nice and Jesus-believing Christians so far, we're nice until we're not. Mm. And then you get to see the other side of the blade. It's a two-sided blade. You know, we can be nice, but then also on the other side, we can be not so nice. And like you're seeing that now with Trump. And everyone talked about Trump having small hands. I think it's clear now he doesn't have small hands. He's pretty bold and gutsy for going this far. And I applaud him for it because this is historical. This is into the history books. You know, not only the scope of devastation, but how devastating. And I think it was smart for letting Iran's military deteriorate for 20 years before hitting him. They've been planning, him and Bibi, the U.S. government and Bibi, planning to do this for a long, long time. But anyway, the other thing I wanted to talk about was the Epstein, Zorro Rand stuff. Mm-hmm. And Weinstein, not that Weinstein, a different Professor Weinstein from Harvard has also talked about it, that it's one of the angles with the cloning laboratory they had there and splicing DNA. One of the angles they haven't discussed yet is, I think, and Weinstein is talking about it too, that they were splicing alien and Nephilim DNA with humans, which is pretty crazy and wild stuff. Yeah. You know, Epstein talked about it, and it was like a thing they've always been trying to do that. And it relates also because I'm concerned they'd roll these alien hybrids out or whatever to do Project Bluebeam, which Alex Jones has talked about. You know, like you could imagine some creatures that looked like monsters appeared in New York in some military advanced aircraft, people would scream, you know, that they're aliens, you know, where it could just be totally manufactured, you know, and maybe aliens are real and maybe they do come down, you know, but we'd have to thoroughly investigate to make sure it's not another false flag. Lastly, regarding false flags, back to this Iran conflict, I'm concerned about the U.S. and Israel doing false flags with the drones. You know, we have these drones that are similar to the Shahed Iranian drone, and they're unmarked. They have unmarked parts. It's very, very ripe for false flag, which is concerning. And then lastly, I know it's a lot, but I had a lot on my list here. Lastly, I think Trump should recommission the old battleships that we have sitting on as museum pieces and send them to the Strait of Hormuz. It wouldn't be that hard to refit them. They can get towed. They have 16-inch diameter guns, and they can be loaded with a shell called the beehive shell, which shoots a bunch of shrapnel in the air, doing a 200-meter cone of fire and shrapnel. And when you see these missile barrages or drone swarms coming in, one of these shells can knock it out. And the best part is, according to the World War II numbers, they're only about $1,000 a pop, compared to these multi-million dollar interceptor or the CRAM, when it fires once is about $8,000. Kind of a lot to dump on you there. But, you know, I blame girls like you for being so beautiful and so nice.
Aw, thank
and getting, you. Getting attacked like how you were attacked when you were running for my feelings towards Islam. And I just want, I don't hate them. I just want them to come into modernity. Same with the Jewish people, and let's just all go peacefully into the future. Otherwise, I think it's going to be the apocalypse.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Godzilla, for calling into the show. We appreciate it. Now, I mean, listen, I mean, how the Iranian regime has treated their women is obviously something that we all could agree with is horrific. And, you know, we hope that one day that we'll be freed. But I mean, yeah, I mean, you did a pretty good job of going through all of that. So I'll leave it untouched for now. Godzilla, thank you for calling into the show. We greatly appreciate it. Robbie in Florida, welcome to the show.
Hello, Brianna. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing, Robbie?
I'm doing good. First, I want to thank your supplement staff, and I also want to thank your entire staff for everything that you are doing for this great country of ours. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Robbie.
And Your supplements are fantastic. As a matter of fact, I just got the creatine and the Shilajit complex yesterday delivered to us. So I want to thank you for that also.
I love that. Well, that's good to hear. Yeah, let us know what you think. Is it your first time trying it?
No, I've been taking the supplements for almost 3 years now.
And you like it. That's good to hear.
Absolutely. And my 94-year-old mom takes the Shilajit as well, and she loves it.
How does it work for her? Did she describe what the benefits are for her personally?
Well, she has been going through some cognitive issues, but it seems like the Shilajit is working the best for her as far as her memory and her thinking.
Mm. I like it. This is good to hear. Good to hear. Robbie, I know you wanted to dive into Iran and Epstein, so I'll let you take it away from here. We've got about 3 minutes left.
Okay, let's go into Iran first. And I understand that everybody has different opinions. Mm-hmm. There's one thing that we really have to focus on, Brianna, is that we cannot become divided as Americans. Mm-hmm. I've been seeing a lot of negative attitude out in the field because I belong to a private organization here in Florida. And we fight every day for our country and our state. Right now, we are having a lot of headbutting going on with different opinions between rhinos, constituents, etc. My whole thing is right now on this issue is that, and I hope everybody's listening, including the White House, we have to focus on staying together because I'm seeing a lot of people becoming divided, and that is weakness to our nation, and that is not a very wise route to go. So I'm asking everybody to just try and stay together. Donald Trump is probably the best thing that has ever happened to the United States in decades, and we have to remember that. I know we have different opinions, but we have to focus on one thing. Would you rather have Kamala Monster in there, or would you rather have Creepy Sleepy Joe in there as president as we speak? Hell no. So we're just going to have to go and bite our tongues once in a while and make sure that we put our opinions out there for Donald Trump to see. But as a nation, we have to stick together because the midterms are coming up. And if we become more divided, Brianna, it's not going to be good for the midterms. So I just wanted to put that point across, and I hope that everybody agrees with me that is listening on your show right now.
Well, Robbie, I like it. I like it because it's positive. And I think it's quite interesting. Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of Americans are disappointed, and I'm sure you get that, Robbie. This administration so far, with what we've seen play out, not what they promised on the campaign tour. But here we are. Robbie, I like a little bit of a positive message, so I'll leave it up to that. Thank you, Robbie, in Florida, for calling into the show. Folks, if you're on hold right now, stay put. Don't go anywhere. We'll be diving into more callers in just a moment. We're working our way down the list, and we appreciate you calling in. In the meantime, though, you got to head on over to thealkjonesstore.com. We just launched iodine, and it is now available officially over at thealkjonesstore.com. 50% off for your VIP members. We appreciate you supporting us. We're going to pass that on to you in the form of a discount, 50% off for VIP members. For everyone else, it is 25% off right now over at thealkjonesstore.com.
CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it, I have for years. But here it is. Scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62 that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public that's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation. in the tissue. And these embendazole, fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell, and sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN Zone website. They admit it. Over 2 million people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this house where it put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your Doc Chambers on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think of methylene blue? He goes, I've been on it since 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at theelvishowstore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at theelvishowstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, theelvishowstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells. The methylene blue and iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back, folks. All right, we're diving into the calls in just a second. I wanted to get to this because this is big news for those of you paying attention in Fulton County. A judge just has allowed the Trump team as well as his co-defendants to pursue $17 million in legal fees against Fannie Willis. Now, as many of you guys know, it was all a cooked up case. We're trying their very best to stop the president from going out there and running. And I mean, these poor defendants, these co-defendants, 18 of them stacked up roughly, there's 14 claims, so there's just 14 of them, $17 million in legal fees, roughly, approximately, so that's 16.85. So as many of you guys know, that's pretty freaking insane. And they're looking for Georgia, because according to the Georgia law, they are also supposed to get reimbursed for that. So we'll keep following that because that is crazy. President Trump alone is requesting over $6.2 million. Hopefully they get it. Would be fair. Jeff Clark, who's someone obviously you guys know, I'm good friends with. Jeff Clark was arrested in all of that. And he's someone who has had to put his whole life savings out there. And it's just devastating. So yeah, they absolutely should. I want to also get your attention to this story. This one was actually dropped in the Blaze. It has to do with a former Metro Police Department officer who was honored for for his actions taking place on January 6, 2021. Timothy Valentin is his name. Well, get this. He's recently just been charged with drugging and sexually assaulting six women who he apparently met on dating apps. Now, the allegations he's currently facing suggest that he was possibly drugging these victims through their drinks and then taking them back home and raping them. Again, he's hit with 32 criminal counts across six victims. There could possibly be more victims that they just don't know about. But he apparently left the MPD back in 2022 and has never really had a major, we'll just say major offense against him. So they honored him, of course. That's what you do. That's what they do. All right, folks, let's get to the lines again. Let's start jumping on these calls. I see a lot of you have a lot to sound off on. So Duke in OKC, welcome to the program.
Hello, Brianna.
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. I just hate to be the negative guy that always calls in about how bad things are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's just all over the board. Trump's not arrested anybody. I mean, we're not doing mass deportations. He's putting Mark Wayne Mullins in. He has done nothing for the state of Oklahoma to get rid of the illegals that have taken over the job sector in the state. You know, I just feel like I'm always calling in about the negative because that's all I see is the negative. I don't see America First agenda being pushed forward at all. I mean, I know Trump's done some good things, but we're overwhelmed with the bad that's happening to our own citizens, our own people, and nothing's being done about that. I mean, he hasn't arrested anybody. You know, that right there is a red flag for me. He had the show The Apprentice, and I remember watching The Apprentice, and I never really liked him. Like, I saw how he treated people that were, you know, he had them fighting for who could bring in the most money for a business, you know, something like that. Yeah, he's a businessman. He's all about the money. And that's kind of what it seems like, is the whole government is run on this perception of money, and it doesn't have anything to do with the people. We, the people, we're not included in this game or whatever this program is that has been set up in this country. So I'm the negative guy. I just see all the bad first. You know, you always look at the danger. I do things like tree work and stuff like that. So I have to look at all the dangers first before I do something. That way I don't get myself killed or hurt or you know, destroy somebody's home. So, you know, I feel like I'm the negative today.
No, I mean, listen, I don't have a defense. I can't even try to argue against it, Duke. So, yeah, I mean, you're spot on. I do it every day. I tell you all that there's no criminal charges pending against any of these scumbags who decided to, you know, steal our elections, use AutoPen. Like, there's just a long, laundry list of places we can go with all of this. And yeah, I've got nothing for you. I've got nothing positive to say about what's going on right now. And I search. Every now and then I'll find a little MAGA win and I throw it out there because I want everyone to be really happy and I want everyone to be really excited about something. You know, obviously the investments that are being made here in the country by private companies reinvesting because the Trump administration's been good at that. I'll say that's a good one. I put up another one yesterday. There's some good, but there's a lot of negative things that the American people want to be, they want that addressed, and that's quite fair, I think. Thanks for calling into the show. We greatly appreciate it. Of course, Josh in North Carolina. Here, you want to talk about the Save America Act? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good day. Good calls, too. Savage Dog's always great to hear him. He's a beast.
Yeah, he is. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Big things on my mind. I mean, Alex Jones has been picking on himself here lately, but honestly, I want to see him triple down. There was that Rescue the Republic rally, and I had every intention. My girl, she's very liberal, set to bring it all. They go right ahead. She understood the MAHA movement. But it wasn't for that Hurricane Helene getting stuck in the mountains I was going to be there. Now, the thing I'm seeing with all this, we all are calling in and saying, hey, we need to get out there and do stuff. Yourself have a much bigger platform than I could ever manage. Your whole show and everybody, all the people you know, every connection you have. Please, someone, do a rally. And unfortunately, the working class that would love to go to these things are working. So it's hard for us. So the only time we really can go is around 4th of July when we get paid leave. Like, that is, other than that, like, I'm working. I would love to go to these things and show what I feel, voice my opinion. But luckily, your show gives us that. Also, Massey 2028. I don't know if you thought about it, but that's going. I don't know. I see people joking about it. Yeah, I'll just leave it on that. And also, help me aggravate Tom Stillis. Oh, Tom Stillis in North Carolina, who won't say nothing about the Save America Act. We need to pass that. And if it's not passed by 45, I'm going up there with a bullhorn. I don't care if I'm outside the White House. No, we got him in office. And I love Trump. He is the best that we've had in decades. I mean, I graduated '09, so I was kind of screwed up from the get-go. Thanks, Obama. But Trump is the man. But if we do not have that, we do not have nothing. The blanket that is our Constitution will be yanked off us, and we will snap away. That is what they're hoping. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I ain't got time to organize a whole rally. That's the only problem these days, Josh. I wish I had some more time. There's not enough time in the day to do that. But I highly recommend those to do it. I don't even have time to attend a rally. Got a lot of FOIA requests I need to get done. But no, I mean, it's a great plan for sure. So I'd highly recommend that. I don't understand. The Save America Act should have been a clear win. You know, I think Matt Boyle did a great job of kind of detailing that for us as to how John Cornyn could go out there and expose people that won't vote for this and how they don't have the numbers. I just put the names out there. Let's see the list. He knows, obviously, and so we should be able to look at that. So, Josh, yeah, I'm on board for that. I think that's a good idea. We'll see, though. We'll see. There's a lot going on these days. Josh, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. I want to get to, let's see, let's get to Chad in Minnesota. Chad, I hear you want to talk about someone who I would agree with you sucks. Jared Kushner, maybe?
Exactly. Yeah, you said it towards the top of the show earlier where, you know, he's back. And I thought we were told that he was not going to be anywhere near D.C. He wouldn't be advising. He wouldn't be part of this. What happened? I guess that's just a big fat lie.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you got to let the money pour in at this point, Chad. You got to take it when you can, I guess. I don't even know. I mean, you know, he's an ally of Israel, obviously, and that's fine. But, you know, now he's pushing this. We got to rebuild Gaza nonsense, and we need billions of dollars in investments. Not a fan of that. But yeah, no, I think it's kind of crazy. I think it's kind of crazy that we're going to sit here and pretend like this is, this is what we all voted for. I didn't vote for this.
Yeah, I mean, it just screams establishment. What you just said, money, 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 making a small amount of individuals a lot of money. And I just called to go over the brief history of Jared Kushner. I don't know if you're familiar or read into what he did with Operation Warp Speed and how much he had to do with it. You ever looked into any of that?
Not Warp Speed. No, I don't think I'll let you tell the story, but I don't think I've looked into the Warp Speed connection.
Well, I'll try to keep it real short. He was behind the mainly two things that stood out to me in all of my research that I've done, where I've found that he just, you know, I don't know if his intention was evil. I mean, you read stuff about him, you never know. I don't know the guy, so I can't say for sure. You know, it's hearsay, whatever it is. I don't believe he's a good person, but, you know, it's just based off of what I've read. But there's a big thing about there's two things. The vaccines, number one, where he actually asked Albert Bourla for the additional 100 million doses to be switched from other countries. And they had the argument and then eventually went through. So we can thank Jared Kushner for the extra 100 million doses of vaccines or what were called vaccines, shots, and thank him that, oh, thanks for giving us that, because we needed that over other modalities that were being proven that were effective by doctors that were being scrutinized. They were being, you know, put under the bus. Like, there's, I mean, you know, you could go on and on and on, and it was just all very geared towards pharmaceutical. And he's also behind hiring the, you know, the main, one of the main guys with Operation Warp Speed, the Slowey, the gentleman that came from Glaxo, Smith Klein. So, okay, he, you know, he recruited them. He was part of it, him and Alex Azar. And then ventilators. He pushed the ventilators. And the history of ventilators with COVID-19 was ass backwards. I mean, that proved to not be what a remedy or for COVID-19. I mean, it messed with CRP, the C-reactive proteins. You know, that messes with your liver. They could have done IV NAC, N-acetylcysteine, which was, if you just replaced it with the ventilator, it would be like, okay, this works. This is what you do. It increases blood. It moves it. You know, the problem with so-called COVID was oxidation. People were dealing with oxidation. So then you throw in oxygen through a ventilator and you just make it 1,000 times worse. So my whole thing is, you know, and now we know the history of what's going on with the Iran war, which again, I don't claim to try to know what's going on, because the whatever information we're being fed they're not telling us, and they're not going to tell us everything, but it's like we get this, oh yeah, it's this, and it's this, and it's this, and then, oh, so-and-so is over here. And Lindsey Graham, I mean, he's gone full tard. That guy is like, I mean, that's detrimental to our country, what he's pulling. And he's been meeting, he met with, back in January, he met with the director of Mossad, David Bernal. He met with him. He said, it's on his ex. Oh, yeah, hey. And then he joked because somebody responded and said, hey, what is he doing with this guy? And he's like, oh, he's just buying. He just wants to look at buying a house in South Carolina. And jokingly, obviously, he was being a dink about it. It's just like, what is going on? I mean, we can't get any honesty from D.C., and get our stuff so we're on the same page. And then nobody has time for this. Like the previous caller said, we don't have time to be sitting here dabbling in what's true and what's not. And then the CIA comes out and says that, oh, we know that, oh, what's going on with cancer? It's like, we're getting nowhere for the American people. It's because of all the people. I'll summarize with this, and I apologize for ranting, but it's all the people that he's surrounded by. It's establishment. Do you think that Susie Wiles screams America first and just Americans? To me, it's watch Fox News and, you know, hey, just, you know, and then I don't know what kind of mind meld these individuals have with Trump, but somebody needs to get through to him. Yeah. I was surprised that Mark Mitchell did not when he came out. You watch his November, I think it was back in November. There's an intro where he explains what needs to be done, because obviously we can't get a third party. We can't get, you know, back to a republic. So we have to do something that changes and puts those two together, and then we just move on from this two-party system. I'll leave it with that. Sorry for the rant. Thanks for taking the call.
No, listen, I get it. I get it, and you're not alone. You are not alone. It's just so frustrating to sit back and watch. But, yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of like the theme these days, and the vast majority of the people calling in and want to talk about just that. It is frustrating to sit back and watch. Let's turn to our next caller. And by the way, Chad, thank you for calling in as always. Gabriel is next up on the lines. Welcome to the show from West Virginia.
Hello, Barina. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I just wanted to report something that was really concerning to me. And even though you recently misgendered me and thought you were going to get away with it, I'm still going to tell you anyway.
Mansplain. Let's hear it.
Mansplain. So I, for the past 2 days, we were dealing with a massive problem with the computer system that we use nationwide to generate and render the routes and how many packages are on them. And when we deliver one, it falls off of this computer and we work through that, right? And so all of us had to spend an extra hour and a half doing things the old school way as opposed to using the tech. And when I asked, my boss looked at the system and he said, this is happening nationwide. They're not sure what's happening and we don't know when it's going to be corrected. And I thought to myself, well, look at the time and look at when this is occurring and look at the global type of thing that's going on. And here's why I wanted to report that. I watched a podcast with the Sean Ryan show where he talked to an AI specialist who mentioned where they can aggregate these bots and they can attack a system and group together until they find a weakness. Now, these are old school Windows operating systems that are all linked together with basic servers. So somewhere, God knows where, right? And so I personally think that there has been a test run to see if they can get fingers and access into that system. And the thing that's really concerning to me, and my wife doesn't seem to agree, and no one at work seems to see it, but these are how these preordained attacks kind of happen. If they're coming at our computer government system, they're probably going for the Pentagon, they're going for the FBI, they're going for the other services. But if they can break down our system, that's a big deal, right? And going after electricity and water is probably the next. And I wonder, why isn't this getting reported? Why don't people talk about this type of issue? Because I can tell you right now, we're under attack from any way, any fashion, in a coordinated effort with technologies that I don't think people comprehend, the way that these artificial computers group together and can overwhelm a system. And so they're probably going to come after AT&T next, because I think that whole system of Warner Brothers, the HBO show trial, they own AT&T, BlackRock. Like, they're putting their fingers into these systems, and they're looking for leaks, because the next big push is going to be, like, way more profound, hence the whole Ides of March. So I wasn't sure who to tell this to. I thought about calling my local newspaper. I tried to call yesterday, and I ended up just getting on hold for forever and forever. But I thought there's probably people out there that might find it to be interesting. So I'll end it in this. I think this is important. Having a computer specialist on to talk about what type of computers to use, figuring out what type of technology we can put in our systems to protect them, changing all of our passwords, and just having a basic education on how we protect our data and our infrastructure. I very rarely see that being taught to the U.S. public. They don't talk to me about it. You know, I know guys in New Mexico that do nothing but work on IT, and they have some concerns too, where some of the big law firms are coming under attack, and then they have AI bots that give them alerts, and they can go in and, like, fill in the gaps and plug in the holes. And a lot of us don't know how these computers work right now, and no one's talking to us about it. And it's frankly really scary and concerning to me. So thanks for hearing me out. I felt like, well, let me let Jones know this and the Info mm-hmm. Warriors know this, so that we can come up with a preemptive game plan, because they're coming after our system. And I experienced it and have serious founded concerns about the situation right now. So thanks for hearing me out. That's what I wanted to say. And as always, I appreciate your candor. Thank and your you. Love for the country, and I have it too. And we're going to have to rally and kick ass, because the computers are—they're the next phase of warfare. Like, if they can shut all that down, it won't matter once they send in troops, because we won't be able to talk to one another. Our systems won't be up and running. Our veterans won't be getting our medication. All these people that work from their home that depend on all this Amazon—they're not going to get anything. It's just going to be really, really crazy. You know what I mean by that? I mean, it should concern everybody. I know it certainly does me. Way past the point of conspiracy theory. Like, I'm seeing it land right now in my personal life, you know? So there you have it, man. Do with that what you want. I mean, I don't like doing the fear-mongering, but it's enough for me to be concerned enough to sit on hold for an hour to put this bug in your ear. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you as a follow-up question, too, before we run out of time. When did this happen? By the way, this is the Postal Service, right? This isn't UPS or FedEx that you're referring to when you talk about the mail system.
Man, no. I have to say, like, my views do not reflect the post office, you know, or they'll come after me. But this was the 9th and the 10th. So I had another carrier from another office. She uses this system, and she's like, what's going on, man? I'm like, well, it's a little glitchy here, but it always is, because we're out in rural West Virginia, and so it's spotty to begin with. And if it was they told me it's nationwide. I mean, I look over and I think, oh, this has got to be some type of attack, right? But they're not just going to come right after us and knock our systems down, and then, like, they're going to do a full threshold press. And what I had in my ear was something like Alex put out, when you had the German guy, like, we're going to come out for your something, it's going to be a computer attack. I mean, I'm not emulating him very well, that whatever douche, but they're doing it, and it's happening, and they're going to come after it. The systems that FedEx and UPS have, they're not interconnected nationwide into the main government hub that ours is. It's all the same thing, right? It's not like it's some profound system that they have built. Like, it's usually the highest bidder that comes in and does that. And this just would be my educated guess. But yeah, man, this is the post office that I'm talking about. So.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, I mean, we kind of figured that this was going to happen. I've been warning the audience with the cyber attacks that those were going to surge to. And I know a lot of companies will never tell you whether or not that they've been hacked or whether or not their information is being held hostage. We see it all the time. Obviously, they don't want these foreign countries knowing that they got into their systems. And so they don't put that information out there. But again, it's not just that, too. We saw JetBlue. JetBlue randomly asked the FAA to just ground all of its flights. They didn't give an explanation as of yesterday. We didn't see an explanation. And, you know, after a couple of moments after that, then they did resume their flights. But again, it's like, why did that happen? We've been alerting the people to it. And I appreciate you calling in, Gary Burrell, and doing just that as well. So thank you for doing that. Yeah, I don't know. There's been a couple of other things. Obviously, Signal put out a statement, too, saying there's something like phishing efforts. Sorry about that, folks. Bear with me, though. But yeah, there's been a lot of those lately. So no surprise there. I think they blamed the Russians, though, for that. But there was no evidence that it was Russians. But it's the endless nonsense that goes on right now. Folks, by the way, I want to get to this clip. And for those who called in, I appreciate you. I'm sorry we're all out of time today. Thank you again. We'll take calls later throughout the week. So I hope you guys could get on the lines as well. I want to get to this clip because it just happened right now. A journalist did try to grill, or a journalist, I use the term loosely because it's MSNBC, tried to grill John Cornyn about his op-ed that was posted in the New York Post. Not a fan of it. Take a look.
You previously said that nuking the filibuster would be taking a wrecking ball to Senate rules. Is that no longer true?
I said I'd be open to reforms.
What would you say to those who say you just changed your mind to win the president's endorsement?
I'd say that's not true.
You also said that if leaders...
I think we're through. Go ahead. Go away.
Thank you.
We're through. Get out of here. Get out of here. How much you want to bet that was a ghostwriter that wrote his piece and not him? A staffer, maybe, possibly, to push him through all of this. Not happy man. Not a happy man. A lot of people who know him say that he's a miserable person. I'd say that's probably accurate. I mean, if you had to do all the deep state's sloppy work, you'd probably be a pretty miserable person as well. All right, folks, let me remind you right now, Iodine is launched over at thealexjonesstore.com. So you got to stop what you're doing right now and head on over to the shop. It's 50% off for VIP members. Because you support us, we want to support you and extend this discount your way. So VIPs, thank you. And head on over to the shop. Make sure you snag some of this. Also, if you're not a VIP member, we're going to give you a discount as well because we appreciate your support. 25% off for our non-VIP members. So just another incentive to support us by becoming a VIP member over at thealexjonesstore.com. Plus, we also have for a limited time, the America 250 t-shirts. Those are available right now. Limited edition, $14.99. Those are 60% off right now. And if it couldn't get any better, well, let me just throw this out to you. It's the March Mega Sale as well. So some of your favorite supplements are up to 40% off for a limited time while supplies last over at thealexjonesstore.com. I'll see you here tomorrow.
So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this house where it put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultra methylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue. And I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this. And this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexjonesstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, they've had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best. and it does so many other things, libido, stamina, energy, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at TheAlexShowStore.com, and I thank you for your support.